Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Sean Diddy Combs, he is facing, well, likely going to be facing more charges very soon as a new federal grand jury is in place to hear accusers of Sean Diddy Combs, accusers that have made civil claims about him in the past, as well as folks they found on his security camera in all of those videos that Diddy has been storing in his mansion for all of these years. That's got to be a fairly large list, I would imagine. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This has got to be an interesting one for someone who suddenly gets that phone call of, hey, we're the FBI. We would like to talk to you about your interactions with Sean Diddy Combs. Whether he had anything bad going on or not, that's probably not someone you want to be associated with. What are people like that experiencing right now?
I think a lot of people are probably very worried and very anxious about their associations with him. And then the other thing that's interesting to me is how many people this man has hurt that are increasingly going to be coming out of the woodwork now that they may feel less reticent about making an accusation, more likely to be believed. That's my guess, is that the extent of the victims is going to be shocking.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the reason why we haven't seen many come out, and I mean, there have been some now, but in like the cascade that we saw with R. Kelly, the Epstein, all of that, I have a feeling we're just like, we're kind of walking right up to the waterfall where it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact that you have a handful that are coming out that are being taken seriously by the federal authorities now. Does that really kind of, you know, turn on the green light and say, look, you're safe to now come out? I mean, what does it take for victims out there to feel safe to be able to say something against someone who had the power? I think had's the operative word there, like Diddy.
Yeah, I think it takes the initial, the truth tellers to come forward, and that takes an incredible amount of bravery. But the video that came out a couple weeks ago of him in the hotel kicking his partner was absolutely horrifying. And I think when people see that, it will validate, okay, the things I experienced with him, I am going to be believed now. Mm-hmm. So I think it's incredibly important that we see this stuff.
Well, and the fact that prior to that video coming out, everything he had to say was, they're lying, they're just trying to get my money, all sorts of horrible things, trying to discredit them. Ultimately, he settled with most, including Cassie, but adamantly denied that any of this was true. And then suddenly, it comes out. And, you know, he didn't have to issue an apology video, but he did. And let's take a look at that. And I want to get your reaction on the other side about just how damning this might be, too.
I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, and go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
What did we watch there?
Oh my gosh, that just makes me cringe. He's throwing in God. He's throwing in a little 12-step jargon about hitting bottom. And he's so sorry. How sorry was he in all the weeks leading up where he denied ever being violent or ever doing any of these bad things? It's like that's the first premise of the 12-step programs and religion, right? Is you tell the truth. You're supposed to be honest and fess up. Commit, you know, admit your sins. And that's not the path he's been walking. So he was caught. And this is clearly a script that he's hoping carries some kind of weight. And it doesn't. It just, made my skin crawl.
Does it hurt him more? Because essentially he's admitting to everything that we saw in that video that that was him. He's not saying this isn't me. He's not doing what R. Kelly did years ago. That's not me. Having raping a 14-year-old in front of Soul Train Awards in the room that is clearly my bathroom. Mm-hmm. But hey, he was able to do that and still have hit songs afterwards, even though that existed. This, he's saying it's him. He's saying, I'm sorry, I did these things. But he also denied all of them, and he's denied everything else that everyone else has said, too. It doesn't necessarily, validate everything everyone has said about him. But it's certainly the pattern of the testimonies that we've seen. It's a lot of the same stuff. He likes to stomp on women. That's one of his things, it seems. The sex stuff, the bizarre things that he likes to do there, kind of the same on a lot of these accusations from separate people. It gives it all a lot more validity, does it not?
Yeah, very much, very much. And boy, what a hollow apology that is. Superficial. And I can guarantee you that you don't just go to therapy and now you're all fixed, right?
No.
Now it's all gone. Now it's all wiped away and I'm a different guy. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
No. Especially something like that.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.